This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. New emails being released this week from the Hunter Biden laptop reveal more damaging information against the Biden family, including the President of the United States. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax overnight.
This is the access, the information you're going to have if you pay us a couple million dollars and put us on your board.
Right.
This is just the blueprint of how the Bidens were selling access, profiting off a family name.
A set of earthquakes rocked Southern California at 2 a.m. Pacific time Wednesday morning. A magnitude 4.2 earthquake was reported about 10 miles off the coast of Malibu, according to the initial report from the U.S. Geological Survey. It was followed by possible aftershocks of magnitudes 3.5 just 3 minutes later and 2.8 about 19 minutes after that. An average of 25 earthquakes and magnitudes between 4 and 5 occur every year in California and neighboring Nevada. A tornado in Houston, Texas, Tuesday covered quite a bit of ground.
Skies turned dark and freight train sounding winds roared through parts of the Houston area. This man telling KPRC-TV that he rode out the tornado in his home.
I just heard a big boom. The back windows blew out of the house, and we just started seeing stuff flying past the house. First thought was to go to the bathroom. I was like, the bathrooms all have windows in them, and one of the windows is blown out. I was like, we got to get somewhere, and we huddled in the hallway until it passed. It was really crazy.
Damage to homes and trailers, along with collapsed buildings, being reported in parts of southeast Houston, as well as in nearby Deer Park and Pasadena, Texas. So far, no serious injuries or fatalities have been reported. I'm John Schaefer.
Country music star Chris Stapleton will perform at next month's Super Bowl to sing the national anthem. R&B legend Babyface will perform America the Beautiful. The Super Bowl will take place February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Ticketmaster had some explaining to do on Capitol Hill Tuesday.
Live Nation President Joe Berchtold to the Senate Judiciary Committee said professional scalpers and bots manipulating online systems compromised the Swift Tour sale back in November.
We apologize to the fans. We apologize to Ms. Swift.
But for years, the monopolistic arrangement enjoyed by Live Nation and Ticketmaster, where the company is often simultaneously the promoter, venue, and ticketing agent, can lead to a bad experience for artists and fans. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy kicks to the curb Democrats Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell from the Intelligence Committee, saying they were not fit to serve.
The Intel Committee's responsibility is the national security to America, but integrity matters. And they have failed in that place from Adam Schiff using a position of the Intel chair, lying to the American public again and again. You have the Inspector General say it. You watch the editorial in the Wall Street Journal. And I'm sorry. Swalwell, when Eric Swalwell would be in the private sector and can't get a security clearance there, we are not going to provide him with the secrets to America.
Some are calling it an act of retribution for how Democrats treated Republicans when they were in the majority of the House. January 25th is officially National Irish Coffee Day. Lance Fry, USA News.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we have Father Frank Pavone, the National Director of Priests for Life, the largest pro-life ministry in the Catholic Church. Father Frank, good to be talking to you. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Good to be with you again, Bill.
Well, lots to talk about. Certainly the March for Life that happened this past weekend, which was a true celebration of life. The mainstream media wanted to tamp down the response, but clearly there were hundreds of thousands of people there in D.C., right?
Well, it was a great weekend, yes. In fact, it was a bi-coastal celebration. Many people don't realize that the very day after the March for Life, which was the 20th this past Friday, I led a number of events that we can talk about. The next day, the second largest pro-life march was in San Francisco. It's called the Walk for Life West Coast, and I was out there for that as well and led a few events. And then on the day itself of the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the 22nd of January, I was back in D.C., and we held a rally out in front of the Supreme Court. That was more like a memorial service where we were remembering the tens of millions of lives taken by abortion and the families that were damaged.
Well, Father Frank, this is an organic movement that has been going on, and you've been, you know, up front in the parade since the 90s, being a defender and a fighter for life. Organic in as much as that we've got 49 years of experience from, you know, from pregnant women as well as fathers who have been affected by this horrific Holocaust that's been thrust upon, you know, not only America but around the world.
Yes, and you know, it's even beyond that too. One of the events that we did both on the East Coast and the West Coast these last few days is called Silent No More. That's one of our Priests for Life projects. Mm-hmm. And we look at the harm and we hear from the people themselves that is not only suffered from the mom and the dad, but think about the grandparents. For every abortion,
yes,
there are four grandparents who lost that baby. And sometimes they're guilty, sometimes they're not, sometimes they're just unaware of the abortion, sometimes they tried to save the life but couldn't. So we minister to the grandparents as well. And then think about the friends, you know, friends that drive their friends or advise them or help them pay for an abortion. They suffer deep regret throughout their lives as well. And the siblings, imagine a young boy or girl that comes to realize, mommy killed my brother, my sister.
Yes.
I mean, we minister to these people. There's a lot of pain. You know, it contradicts, Bill, the mantra of the other side. They keep trying to say it's a private, personal choice. It is anything but that. It has devastating effects on large groups of people. And folks can find out more about this at abortionshockwave.com. That's what we call it, the shockwaves of abortion.
Exactly. Well, Father Frank, you know, their statement that it's a private, personal choice. Well, then why don't you keep it between you and your doctor? Why are you bringing it out on the streets? And the only reason they're bringing it on the streets and rebelling and revolting like they are is because they want me and you to pay for their abortion. That's really the bottom line of this, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. And most Americans oppose being forced to pay for abortions. And yet we see constantly one of the top priorities legislatively on the Democrat side of the aisle is that they constantly want to increase the amount of money flowing into the abortion industry. And, Bill, it's timely that we're talking about this now because the House of Representatives is about to vote probably within the next couple of weeks on a measure that says, and this is the name of the bill, no taxpayer funding for abortion. Right now, there are a lot of individual battles. One by one, Congress has to vote in various appropriations measures or spending packages, whether or not abortion will be included. A lot of our money is already protected by federal law from going to abortion, but there are a lot of spigots. You know, there are a lot of funding streams. So instead of having to have a battle over each and every appropriations vote, why not have, and this is this new bill that's being proposed, an across-the-board policy that conforms to the wishes of the majority of the American people, which is, no, we're not going to pay for abortion. Even if somebody says, oh, I think abortion should be legal, I'm pro-choice, okay, that's one thing. But it's another thing to say, I'm going to be forced by the government to use my hard-earned money to pay for somebody else to have her child killed. People don't want that.
Father Frank, we've been saying that forever. We don't want, people, the taxpayer does not want to pay for, tax-supported, tax-funded abortions. But yet, Planned Parenthood has been able to get around it by playing some, mathematical hocus-pocus and suggesting that, public funds do not go to support abortions. We know that's a lie on its face. And certainly, people like Abby Johnson, who worked within the industry, worked for Planned Parenthood, said as much, and others as well, right?
Yes, exactly. You know, they do play games, and we saw this play out in the last administration. Under President Trump, he tightened the enforcement, which is what the executive branch, of course, is supposed to do, of the law governing what's called Title 10. So Planned Parenthood was getting $60 million a year, even though Title 10 says it shouldn't go for abortion. But they were saying, okay, well, we'll put the abortion facility across the hall, and that's not technically, part of this building. We'll make it a separate building, but it's connected. And money is fungible, I get this money for my, my light bill, and I'm saving money that I can put that into the abortion. So President Trump's administration said, no, we're not going to, we're going to follow the law the way it says, no physical or financial mixing of these government funds to go for abortion. Well, as a result, Planned Parenthood had to drop out of that Title 10 program, and they lost $60 billion a year. Once Biden came in, they reestablished it, and he reestablished the funding to Planned Parenthood, and now they're back in it again. So this goes back and forth, every time there's a change in administration, and it's time to settle this more firmly in the law, which is, again, what the House is going to start doing very shortly.
Yeah, I would agree. Father Frank, the other thing that's not even being addressed here is abortifacients. We know 63 million and counting have been aborted in the traditional context of what we know abortion to be. But more and more women are, it's a mail order abortion. They're by themselves. They're not in a clinic, taking a pill in their apartment or their homes, and told by doctors it's as simple as taking a Tylenol.
This is very, very dangerous. The medical studies show that these chemical abortions, that people can just take these drugs at home, they're four times more dangerous for women. They're four times the number of complications, bleeding. We're talking about bleeding, infection, and all kinds of dangerous things. I mean, the mother is most of the time alone at home, and she actually sees the baby parts coming out of her. I mean, this is highly traumatic, and yet
all by herself in her home, she is witnessing this kind of Holocaust coming out of her body. I mean, how disgusting, how frightening.
Yeah. It's disgusting, and we wish we were making this up, but one of the things I do is to oversee the largest ministry in the world for healing after abortion. It's called Rachel's Vineyard, and we're having these moms come to us more and more frequently after these chemical abortions. They're saying, oh, my gosh, you know, what I experienced was just terrible.
Yes.
And now her
Father Frank, her home. Yeah, we've got to go. We've got to go to break real quick. We've got more from Father Frank Pavone after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Father Frank Pavone, the National Director of Priests for Life, the largest pro-life ministry in the Catholic Church. Father Frank, I want you to finish your story about women who come to you and they're testifying to their experience, by these chemical abortions.
Yes, it's really sad because, you know, when someone has a surgical abortion, the abortion clinic becomes a place of great painful memories. And, we know people that just, if they're living in the same town where they had the abortion, they'll purposely turn the corner and take another route to avoid passing by that abortion clinic. So painful are their memories. Well, with these chemical abortions, the home, the bedroom, the bathroom becomes the abortion clinic, and you can't so easily avoid going to those places after that happens. So we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of the devastating emotional, psychological toll that this is going to take on the women and the moms that are doing this. And you know, we have studied and probed the abortion industry for decades. I'll tell you what's really going on here. They don't want the pain themselves. And think about it this way. Somebody does a surgical abortion. Those nurses, those doctor's assistants, those technicians, they have to handle the body parts. A lot of times the mom getting the abortion never sees the little arms and legs and faces that are coming out in the suction machine. But with this method, that staff of the abortion clinic and the abortionist, him or herself, they don't have to see the ugliness of it anymore. This is a very selfish move on their part. They want to keep facilitating the killing of these children. They don't want to see the ugly results of it. People need to know that this is in large measure what is going on here.
Right. Father Frank, you were talking before about all the people that are involved with a child and the birth of a child. I was just reading a chapter, an excerpt. A friend had sent me an excerpt from a book that's coming out, and it talked about all the people that were involved in order for a child to be born today. And, you know, you need, you know, mother and father, you know, just like you said, two sets of grandparents, that's four, and you go down to 12 generations for that one child to be born. It totals 4,079 people for the one child to be born. I mean, that number blew me away. And again, if you consider the structure of how this works, it's how Almighty God has designed this. It's no wonder that C.S. Lewis said, "I've never met a mere mortal."
Isn't it something how we're all connected? And, you know, it reminds me, too, of the intergenerational impact of abortion. It impacts the ability of a mom to bond with her future children. And the biggest factor from the point of view of psychology and psychiatry in whether someone is going to have an abortion is whether her mother did. And this is this is deep stuff that you know has been studied, but more work needs to be done on this. And people who are involved in counseling, people who are involved in churches, church work, youth groups, people have to know about this. That's why we try to be a resource, Bill, in our ministry for all this kind of latest research and insight into this.
Well, Father Frank, St. Mother Teresa, whose mission was to serve the poorest of the poor, said it quite directly. This is a quote: "It is a poverty that a child must die so that you may live as you wish."
I'm glad you quote Mother Teresa. You know, I knew her personally, and she helped me get started with my ministry of Priests for Life. And, you know, the other quote that she's well known for, and she and I discussed it many times, was when she got her Nobel Peace Prize, she actually said in that lecture, "The greatest destroyer of peace is abortion." And people don't make that connection. They don't think about that. But what it's saying is that, look, we have the most intimate human relationship here and the most vulnerable, defenseless human being. And you're saying it's a right to violently destroy that child. Once you allow that kind of violence into that most intimate human relationship, you threaten every relationship and you threaten every person. And the greatest destroyer of peace and love is abortion. Mother Teresa said it many times.
Well, you think about what happened in the 20th century. 180 million people were murdered during that century. It's incredible. And here, America, modern-day America, has single-handedly, near much, has introduced a culture of death into you know, this great country of ours. And it's also because people have followed our lead and we've had an influence as well. The tentacles go out around the world as well. Father Frank, I did want to touch on something, and that was the news. It absolutely broke my heart when I'd heard. I mean, here it is. The Catholic Church has been known to be at the forefront of standing for life, which is a biblical commandment for us to do that. And you have partnered, you've had blessings from bishops over your tenure as a cleric, and now the current, I guess, regime has decided to defrock you. And I got to tell you, I, and along with many Catholics, were brokenhearted with this news, and I tell you, I'm pleased to talk to you today and still hear the same Father Frank, who is energetic as always, because I believe that you are responding to to the mandate in much the same way that Mother Teresa had a mandate from God himself. I believe that you are being responsible and obedient to what God's called you to do above all else.
Well, it's something that folks like you that I've come to know over the years, and people all across the country and around the world constantly say to me, oh, you're living out your calling. There's no doubt that you're called to do this work. They see the fruit of it. They see the peace and the joy and the energy I have in doing it. My team is behind me 1,000%. And, you know, over these years, you know, there have always been bishops who tried to block our work or don't like our work. I don't know what the reason is. Yeah, maybe they don't think we should be putting so much emphasis on abortion or whatever their problem is. The bottom line is that personnel is policy, and when you get some of those people in positions where they can make something like this happen, they're going to go ahead and make something like this happen, where they convince the Pope that to say, oh, I can't be a priest anymore. I mean, Pope Francis has personally encouraged me in my work multiple times. I've met with him 4 or 5 times over the years. So it's one of these back and forth kind of things, and that's why I'm constantly, you know, as I continue to do my pro-life work, just like you just said, in exactly the same way, but abiding by, obviously, if the church puts certain restrictions, you can't function as a priest, then you don't go off and rebel and do that. I'm just humbly knocking at the door, saying, hey, you know, can we reconsider this? Change this. Let me function as a priest. If they do that, all well and good. If this pope doesn't do that, I'll ask the next pope. If they don't do it at all, well, I'm you know, I've got my pro-life mission, as you said, and people continue to support it. Why? Because they're supporting us because we're saying and doing the things they wish their priests and bishops were saying and doing, but they're not. And so that's why we're confident that, you know, the folks in this movement will stick with this this work and we'll get the job done. We'll protect these babies, whether right. some people in the church want to frown on that or whether they want to bless it. That's up to them.
Well, Jesus was true to his mission, and the ruling church class at the time wanted to put him on timeout too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the crucifixion itself is the cancel culture. You can think of it in those terms, you know, and what's happened to me is simply the ecclesiastical version of the cancel culture at work. And it's the same forces, the same ideology, you know, it goes according to a certain mindset. Now, oh, we don't want these conservative values. We don't want this pro-life stuff. We don't want, and it's like people should not be at all surprised that what has taken root in our government, where otherwise legitimate processes are being weaponized against political enemies, same is happening in the church.
Exactly. Well, the Bible's clear, Father Frank. What stands before you today, you're at a crossroads of life or death. And I love that the Holy Spirit gave you no option. He gave you a test and he gave you the answer. The right answer, choose life, right?
Yes, exactly. Choose life always. And that's how we will be blessed.
Father Frank Pavone, National Director for Priests for Life, the largest pro-life ministry in the Catholic Church. Father Frank, how can people be in touch and donate to Priests for Life?
Oh, thank you for saying that. Well, they can donate at Pro-Life Gift. ProLifeGift.org, and the main website that we have is endabortion.us, endabortion.us, and I invite people to follow me on social media as well. Look me up and connect with me on all the major platforms.
Father Frank, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Okay, Bill, take care.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason.
Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. New emails being released this week from the Hunter Biden laptop reveal more damaging information against the Biden family, including the President of the United States. Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax overnight.
This is the access, the information you're going to have if you pay us a couple million dollars and put us on your board.
Right.
This is just the blueprint of how the Bidens were selling access, profiting off a family name.
A set of earthquakes rocked Southern California at 2 a.m. Pacific time Wednesday morning. A magnitude 4.2 earthquake was reported about 10 miles off the coast of Malibu. That was followed by a 3.5 and a 2.8 minutes later. Country music star Chris Stapleton will perform at next month's Super Bowl to perform the national anthem. R&B legend Babyface will perform America the Beautiful. Super Bowl is February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
With you. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We're at SHOT Show 2023. And yes, it's still cold in Las Vegas, Nevada. Is that hot? Cold in Las Vegas, in the desert. How does that go together, Dr. Jen?
Well, I actually spend half my time here. I split my time between Vegas and Washington, and people don't realize how cold it gets here, but this is definitely a cold spell, and for whatever reason, the air conditioners are always on in Vegas.
Well, I guess exactly. They just nobody wants to think about reprogramming. You were just telling me that, and I hadn't seen this, vending machines at the Las Vegas airport. Tell our audience what you just told me.
Well, it's really funny to me because there's a vending machine that's got down jackets in it, and it's almost always empty for a reason.
And especially now, and I'm without a down jacket, I probably should go, but it's a little late. Today's the final day of the SHOT Show, which has been spectacular. What's your impression? I mean, this thing is overwhelming.
You know, so I was here last year just for a few hours. It was my first SHOT Show, and this is the first time I've been here for the entire time. And I have to say, it's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. The amount of energy and effort and people that go into this show is really impressive. Also, like the people who are here are really top executives, mm-hmm. politicians. You know, I've been meeting with Sheriff Lamb. Really, an extraordinary group of people. Mm-hmm. It's been so exciting, and the networking opportunities have been just amazing.
Exactly. Well, when you go in, I mean, you're talking about more than half a marathon worth of exhibits, all 50 states represented here, 120 countries. I mean, this is how massive, how humongous this is.
Right. So normally, I'm kind of a spaz. I like to. You know, I do Surviving Man and American Ninja Warrior and all these things. I like to work out every day. This is kicking my butt. I'm not working out. All I do is walk. I think the first day I had 20,000 steps or something.
Yeah, no, it's easy. This is a great. If you're low on steps, come to the SHOT Show.
Exactly. You do not need to. This is exercise.
Okay. You know, when most kids are growing up, they say, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, you know, I mean, maybe a doctor, maybe a fireman, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, you decide to just do everything. A doctor, you're in the military, you were a JAG officer. What is it that you haven't done? A survivalist? I mean, and then you're talking about a little simple little SHOT Show kicking your butt after all this that you've experienced.
It's true. No, I don't, you know, my philosophy is that, you know, I don't know if there's more than one life or not, but I assume, and based on my religion, that, you know, there's one life, and it is my obligation to experience as much as I can. This is such a huge gift,
exactly,
and to give back as much as I can. And so my life has just led me down many paths, and when a door opens that looks good, I feel like I have an obligation to take it and explore it, and so it's led to an amazing, interesting, wonderful life.
Wow. And I mean, I could imagine the stories that you have. Your story reminds me of a conversation with Harry Chapin. Remember Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle? I mean, he was a great artist who died way too young in an automobile accident in New York. But he said basically the same thing. He just said, I was afraid that at the end of my life I was going to have regrets and say, I wish I'd have done that. I mean, his experience, again, you know, in typical of people who are enjoying this journey of life and not wasting a moment, right?
You know, I'm 53, but I feel like I've packed 20 lifetimes into this life, and that the other philosophy I have is that if I die tomorrow, I want to feel like I didn't leave anything on the table. And I think I could have done that at 20. But there's just so much more life to be lived and so many people to engage with. And to me, that's what it's all about.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Jennifer Stankus. I want to say your full name because I refer to you as Dr. Jen with all due respect. She's a producer, law enforcement, and, you know, military background, and accord. The stories about life, this is all, you know, of course, it's your life and plus all the experiences and gathering stories. So tell us about your project.
Yeah, so like you said, I've done a lot of things. I graduated a couple of years early. I've been in law enforcement, the military twice. I went to law school. I was a JAG officer, worked with the U.S. Attorney's Office. I'm an emergency physician. And, you know, I got to a point where I felt like, yes, I'm reaching some people. You know, I see maybe 20 patients a day, but I felt like with all of my experience and the gifts I've been given that I'd like to reach a broader audience and make a bigger impact. And so like I said, I never say no when a door opens. This has gotten me in a lot of trouble, by the way. And a couple of years ago, I found out about a show called Surviving Man. It was the first show created by a new company called American Stories Entertainment, which is really going to produce shows and entertainment for everyone. Not for the right, not for the left, for everyone. Uplifting content, feel-good content, which is what I'm all about. And
What a concept.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, this is the thing that's frustrating and it's angering people, is that, you know, this political lens that everybody has to look through, it's debilitating. It mediocritizes us. It dumbs us down. So I'm delighted to hear you talk about the universality of story and, you know, this kind of content that's uplifting for everybody, not just for, you know, Democrats or not just for Republicans.
And I don't want to get off on a tangent, which I always do, and I can't help myself.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, I'm sorry.
No. No, but what I was going to say is that one of the things that I've seen change so dramatically that is a little bit disturbing to me because it's so divisive is we used to be able to have conversations and debate, and I feel I feel like debate is healthy.
Absolutely.
It brings us to a better place. Mm-hmm. And anymore, everything is so black and white. Mm-hmm. You're this or that. You're good or bad, depending on which side you are. Well, if I'm, say, just for hypothetical purposes, conservative, right. And I label liberals or progressives as bad, mm-hmm. Well, they do the same thing. We can't both be bad.
That's right.
I personally think we're both good, and that
well, I do too.
That we can all get to a good place.
Yes, that's where I was raised. My dad always says, "You can find something good in everybody, so just listen."
Yes, in fact, that's another one of my philosophies: is that you can learn something from everyone, and there's something good about everyone.
Well, I find that God brings people into your orbit that need to teach you a lesson, and sometimes the most irritating are the most irritating. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, there's something issues, but if you stop and you measure. Okay, what's in the conversation? What's the truth that's right. being, you know, being exchanged here? It's invaluable, and you're better as a result of it if you can, you know, listen and just relax, you know.
The other thing, I was talking with Lars Larson yesterday, and we were talking about the fact that people don't have the ability to think critically and debate anymore.
That's right.
And I think the benefit of debate is that it forces you to put yourself in another person's shoes mm-hmm. and see their view of life. Because our view of life is our experience of life. And so if you can force yourself to look through another lens, sometimes it can really change your views and your views of other people, which is important.
Well, exactly. You know, like it's been said, where you have, you know, you can get so siloed. You know, Jordan Peterson says you get so siloed and ideologically fixed, you render yourself stupid. You know, and to me, I don't know why, but that grates my very soul.
Well, and it should. And the idea of looking at other people reflexively without knowing them mm-hmm. and labeling them, you really should take a step back and look at yourself if you're doing that, because it means that you're limiting yourself and your soul, and quite frankly, it doesn't comply with my philosophy or religious beliefs.
Yeah.
Everyone's got value.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I think C.S. Lewis said, "I'd never met a mere mortal." I love that statement to think about that, because you, the awesomeness of every human being that you come in contact with or that you would want to come in contact with.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got Kevin Sorbo. Yes, most known for the lead role in Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, which went on to become the most watched TV show in the world. And he joins us now to talk about a true story that hasn't happened yet. Kevin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be back. How's everything going?
Hey, it's going great in the midst of all the chaos. But, you know, last time I checked, God's still on the throne.
That's why this movie is perfect, about end times. So this is a perfect time for it to come out this week.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, the Left Behind books series co-author, Jerry Jenkins himself, called the film clearly the best Left Behind movie so far. He found it timely and deeply moving, to your point, is what he said, quote unquote.
He did, and we're very proud of that quote because he's a pretty tough guy with his book. So it's a wonderful thing, and his son Dallas Jenkins is actually going to give us a big boost today by posting that to all of his chosen followers.
Well, yeah, that's awesome. Kevin, I'm so excited for people to see, just like Jerry said, and what you suggested as well, is the timeliness. I mean, you know, don't you love God? God orchestrates these things. They don't happen by accident. I mean, there is a reason that right now, in this Jubilee year, that this movie is coming out.
You know, I got to tell you, it is amazing. I've said this to God thing a long time ago because this movie, I was supposed to shoot this movie back in like 2016, 2017. Mm-hmm. Things got delayed left and right. I got busy. They got busy at Cloud 10, the people that own the book rights. And when they came to me about a year and a half ago and said, we're ready to go, we're going to do a total rewrite on this. And we're going to make it, bring it into today's world. We're going to talk about the pandemic. We won't name it. We're going to show about the craziness of the news media still run fake news. We're going to have, you know, the government saying we need a one world government saying we need one currency to cover the world, and control and fear is what they love. And that's what this is all about. This show 6 months after the rapture. This is the sequel to the movie that came out in 2014 with Nicolas Cage. I took the role of Rayford Steele that he played. We got an amazing cast with Neil McDonough and Corbin Burnson and Greg Perot, Bailey Chase, Sarah Fisher. I mean, it's just a great, great cast. And this movie is awesome. And I was blessed to be able to direct it as well.
Well, awesome. Left Behind, The Rise of the Antichrist is the name of the movie. And it will be available, as you say, this week. And again, we're talking about the significance of this movie and why now.
Well, you know, it's because you see what's going on with all the, you know, like I said, the government's favorite weapon is fear. Not just America, every government across the world is doing it. And just the violence and the hatred and the anger and the divisiveness. And this movie feels like, my wife joked, she said, it feels like the rapture happened already. Jesus, can God look at the earth and say, ah, it's all a mess. Let's just leave it alone.
So, exactly.
But I hope people will check it out. We need, you know, these independent movies need all the help they can get word of mouth. I mean, we don't have a $100 million advertising budget like James Cameron does for his Avatar $300 million movies, you know. So
yes,
right. We need word of mouth. That's what made God's Not Dead such a big hit. On a $2 million budget, the thing made $140 million. And we have a four-day window here, January 26th through the 29th. If we fill up those theaters, I think we'll get an extra week or two, because we started with less than 1,000 screens. We're up to 1,500 now because people are already filling screens for adding. So go to leftbehindmovie.com, leftbehindmovie.com for all the information on the trailer and where theaters are near you.
Well, Kevin, traditionally, Fathom usually opens up maybe 700, 800, but we're finding that Christian movies in particular are getting some traction, and Fathom is opening up more theaters. The fact that there's 1,500 is significant. That's a tell right there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we even got 300 screens in Canada, for crying out loud. That's pretty good in that country. So,
yeah.
We'll see what happens here.
Yeah, I remember before Billy Graham passed, he was asked, he says, are we in the last of the last days? Are these the last days, they asked. And he said, we are in the last of the last days. And that's from Dr. Graham, who very rarely, you know, made any comment about anything prophetic or anything that was end times related, because people are always so nervous about talking end times because they think because they talk about it, somehow they're, you know, suggesting that they're setting a date. Nobody's setting dates here, but God gave us a warning so that we would be prepared, right?
Oh, yeah, no question. And it certainly feels like that. I mean, look at what churches are doing right now. Ever since COVID, so many churches have cowed to the government. And I remind pastors all the time, you work for God. You don't work for government. But
exactly.
You still both pastors now. You see churches not working together. You see churches not even talking about the rapture, let alone what schools have done to our kids from grade school all the way through university. So it is wildly nuts right now what's happening in the world right now. And we need people to wake up the lions, because the sheep are going to be sheep. But the lions out there have to stop being afraid. Get out there and speak and walk the walk.
Well, speaking of the churches, Barna has done extensive research to this point and discovered that less than 50% of the senior pastors in the pulpit today believe in a biblical worldview. And again, we're warned that in these last days that there would be that, you know, that even the elect could be deceived, right?
Yep. And, you know, what's great about this movie, and it's in the trailer, so I'm not giving anything away. I go to visit the church because my wife in the movie was a Christian. My 10-year-old son was a Christian. They were taken. They disappeared. They went up in the rapture. My daughter and I are left behind. I love the fact that my daughter is a college student, because I think if the rapture happened right now, 95% of college students will be left behind. But I go to visit the church my wife went to, because I'm on my own journey in this movie. And who do I find at the church? The pastor. The pastor was left behind.
Wow. That's amazing. Kevin, I mean, you get offered lots of roles, and you're reading lots of manuscripts. What was it that stood out for you in this one that said, I've got to do this?
Well, I read the books, you know, and I'm a fan of them. Jerry Jenkins actually funded my first faith-based movie, and Dallas Jenkins, his son, did the directing. It's called What If? Mm-hmm. I've done 80 movies, and What If is in my top three. It's better than God's Not Dead. And it's the same writers that did God's Not Dead. And Dallas did an amazing job on it. It was an incredible script. I starred along with Christy Swanson and John Ratzenberger. And I highly recommend it to people who loved What If. I mean, God's Not Dead. What If is better. Just trust me on that.
Right.
So I had to dive on this, because it's like full circle for me now, having have worked with Dallas and now to do direct and act in one of Jerry's books. And not to Tim LaHaye as well. He passed away, but he was a co-author along with Jerry. And
exactly.
They just did an amazing job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a powerful duo, those two, Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins. We're talking with Kevin Sorbo. The movie that's coming out this week, Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist. What are your favorite scenes in the movie without, you know, giving away too much here, Kev?
Well, I hate to give away one that I'm actually in, because usually when I direct and even when I act, I usually find another scene I like better, because I'm my own worst critic. But I have a very good scene here. They wrote it. I didn't write it, but it's an amazing scene they wrote for my wife and I. My wife's in the movie as well, and she plays not my wife in the film. She plays a woman that knew my wife, my movie wife, but didn't believe. And she's agnostic when she knows that she saw what happened 6 months earlier with the rapture, and she's confused and scared, and she comes into the church that I'm at, and we sit down and talk in the pews. I'm in the pew in front of her. I turn back to her, and I tell her a story, which really hit home to me, because I have this very famous painting. As a child, my mom and dad put it in my bedroom. And it's the painting of Jesus. He's knocking on a door, and there's no doorknob on his side. The whole idea is coming from biblical. He's waiting for you. You have the doorknob. You can open the door and have Jesus come into your life, come into your heart. And I talk about that scene, and I tell her all you have to do is open the door. And it's a very, very touching and emotional scene. It hit both of us in a bigger way than we thought it was going to be. And it's I think people were moved by that scene quite a bit.
I love the way you describe that. A door without a doorknob on the side of Jesus. I mean, that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, he's knocking. And people know. People inherently know what's right and what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the evil is there, and they know if they're doing evil. They know it. And
right.
They know that they get bothered by it because that is Jesus out there knocking on the door saying, you know what, just talk to me. And I'll have a chance to maybe be your friend, maybe save your life, but just talk to me.
You know, Kevin, I like that you said that people know. They really do. I mean, you have to really purposely, you know, as Apostle Paul said, you know, sear your conscience. But, you know, we are learning a lot by experience. I mean, and this was quite evident in the March for Life, for example. A lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people coming out marching for life after 49 years of experience under Roe v. Wade, right?
Yeah, and I was filming a movie. I was supposed to be there and be one of the speakers. I was so disappointed for the timing. I just got back yesterday from shooting in Nashville, and I really want to be part of that. I do a lot of pro-life speaking events,
mm-hmm.
and I've always pointed out what it is. It's simply murder. And when yes. Chuck Schumer came a month ago and said, all the illegals we're letting in, of course, they don't call them illegals, we're just letting mm-hmm. people cross the border now, 5 million over the last 2 years. He says, we need to make them all citizens right away so they can vote. We need more workers in the country. And you've got to be kidding me. You killed over 65 million workers since the early 70s. That would have been American taxpaying citizens. You
right.
killed them. There's your
yes.
force that you destroyed.
Yeah, that's a generation, a labor generation right there, a labor force. For a whole generation,
yeah.
65, and we're not that. That's only in a you know that we're talking about in abortion, as most people know, as opposed to you know the abortifacients. They're not counting you know the chemically induced abortions, Kevin, with those numbers.
Yeah, and they're not counting those that were aborted in the 70s and 80s would have children of their own right now.
Exactly. Well, you know, Kevin, with this movie, Left Behind: Rise of the Antichrist, that comes out this week, what do you want people to take away from?
Conversation. All the movies I do, I hope people walk out in conversation. You know, I like an Avatar movie like anybody else, great visual effects, whatever, but you walk out like a roller coaster ride. Mm-hmm. I'm doing movies like the Irwin brothers are doing. We're doing movies that want to make people think about it, talk about it, maybe relate to the character that's someone close to them or they know someone like that. And I hope they open their Bible. I hope this makes people read the book of Revelation just out of curiosity. And maybe that move will make them read more of the Bible. But you know, I've read that book of Revelation a number of times. The first time I read it as a 12-year-old, it scared me.
Yeah.
It was like a
yeah.
crazy sci-fi movie to me, you know.
Right.
So I hope people walk out and have conversations with their family and friends. And I'll tell you what, I'm telling people, sign up, go to the leftbehindmovie.com, leftbehindmovie.com, sign up, get on there, get your theater tickets, and take other friends with you. Don't be left behind about seeing Left Behind.
Yes, there it is. That's a perfect way to wrap things up. Left Behind, The Rise of the Antichrist in theaters this week. Check it out. Kevin just gave you the website one more time, leftbehindmovie.com. Right, Kevin?
That's the one, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. God bless.
God bless you. Appreciate your time.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm